You know, when we speak of key defects of U.S. history, we must be mindful of the fact that all countries have founding myths drawn to inculcate the young into adoration of the nation, which really shows us why school kids get so much bunk in history class, and why most Americans grow up with such myths and still hold them as sacred. We've got to remember that different populations in the U.S. have quite different histories from other parts of the country. Consider this. Isn't it simply logical that blacks, Indians, and WASP whites have profoundly different understandings of history? They each experienced America differently, right? When Americans went abroad, they would point to the Constitution to show foreigners how just the nation was when it came to black people. They could point to the so-called Reconstruction Amendments to show that black folks had constitutional rights. In fact, after Reconstruction, those rights written in the Constitution were eliminated by state laws which supported white supremacy and disenfranchised blacks from voting, from jury service, and a whole lot more. So history, true history, shows us what's underneath the promises, you dig? Also, we try to address and engage all of the communities and histories from an anti-imperialist perspective. So Murder, Inc. seeks to tell the stories of regular people who made historical contributions to making and remaking America. Those excluded millions who did the work of rebellion, resistance, and revolution.